Driving through downtown Honolulu, you may have noticed scaffolding around the statue of King Kamehameha fronting the Judiciary Building. It's a project funded by the Hawaii State Foundation of Culture and the Arts. Visitors on a tour of downtown couldn't get a good view for their photos, and passerbyers wondered what was going on. Here's Boston's John Ballinger.
Yes, it's one of the stops on the tour we paid for, yeah. And now it's wrapped in plastic.
A little disappointed?
A little bit, yeah. We can see just the top of his head. And that makes it seem like we should want to see more.
Now, the statue of the king was commissioned back in the 1800s and made in Florence, Italy, but the wax and the patina was worn, and that's why conservators with RLA, a California-based company, were hired to restore the bronze statue. We talked to David Espinoza and Christina Varvi with the company RLA Conservation, Inc., about the work that's underway.
This is part of a large contract that you've got with the state. Tell us about what's going on.
It is. So the State Foundation put out a nationwide solicitation for art conservation services. We submitted our proposal in the fall of last year and were awarded the contract. And so since March, we have been doing various projects around the islands. We started here in Oahu. We did a training for local technicians so that when we complete all of these projects, local residents will be able to maintain the works after we're gone long term. And so we did a bunch of projects here. And then in April, we were in Hawaii for 2 weeks. Now we're back here for three, doing a couple more. And then we'll also move on to Maui in July.
Okay, so tell us what's involved in restoring the King Kamehameha statue. What have you had to do?
Well, during our first trip in March, my colleague and I, we came over and we took a look at him and we matched the gold color to the existing. So we didn't want to just arbitrarily pick a color gold. So we had some samples and we were looking at the different shades and what would be the best match to integrate new gold with existing where it could be salvaged. So that was the first step. And then coming here, we worked on the bronze elements first. My colleague David submitted a range of samples of different patina colors to the foundation for their approval prior to us starting. So we worked on all of the visible brown bronze shades first because we have to use heat and certain chemicals to achieve those colors and then put a protective wax coating on them. So we needed to get all of that done before we started to do the gilding. And then there was surface preparation ahead of that as well.
What kind of shape would you say the statue was in?
Bronze is very resilient. It's a really harsh environment. He is in full sun throughout the day. It's also an urban environment. You have all the cars and the airports nearby, and we're not far from the water, so there's ambient salts in the air. It's very moist. So that does take a toll on it, but he actually wasn't that bad for, we don't really know the last time that this process was done. And there are still a lot of traces of gold. Areas that were deteriorated were in places you would expect them to be, those on the top and the horizontal surfaces that get beaten down the most by the sun and the elements.
The fact that we didn't have to do any bronze repairs is really remarkable because it's an old sculpture. And so it's in remarkable shape in terms of the integrity of the bronze itself. We start with a general washing, just getting all the bird droppings, grime off of them, and then we further assess the condition after that so we can more clearly see everything. Then we went through a process of removing any residual coatings, and like Christina said, we started with the bronze since that's a very chemically and heat-intense process. We use propane torches to heat up the bronze and do certain chemical reactions that changes color a bit. So once we got that process out of the way, got his skin tone to a place where we liked it and the state approved it, we moved on to the gold. And that's a process using different primers and special adhesives for gilding. And that's what we've been working on for the past few days.
Okay. You're the same company that worked on the King Kamehameha statue on the Big Island. So talk about that.
Yeah. So that sculpture had last been repainted by a colleague of ours. His name is Glenn Wharton, and he was a conservator with the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and he wrote a book about his experience and process repainting it called The Painted King. And he spent, I believe, over a year with the community researching colors and whether or not it should be repainted or taken back to bronze and gildings like the one here in Honolulu. So that was the last time that one had been worked on. So it was over
20 years.
Yeah, it was over 20 years since it had been repainted. So we were contacted by the community at a local conservator's recommendation in 2016. So we went out there and looked at the sculpture, did an assessment, gave them a proposal, and then they had to do some fundraising. And it wasn't until this past summer that we went out as a team, you know, matching the same exact colors. They had samples of the original paint colors that the community had selected and approved. They kept them out of the sunlight, so they were well protected and still the original colors. So we had all of that information available to us. And we actually also worked with a local technician there from that community in Javi to strip the old failed coatings, prep the surface, and repaint him according to, you know, what they had known and also agreed upon in terms of the colors.
Right, and I believe the story goes that when this was, when the statue was headed over here, that actually, that statue actually was supposed to be here, and that it sunk on a ship and was lost. So then this second bronze statue was commissioned and then put in place, and then they found the other one.
This is the insurance policy. Once it was lost at sea, they were able to cast a new one pretty quick. And so that's why Javi got the original after they discovered it.
Yeah, it's a fun little story, really.
It's a great story, and it was really remarkable to work on, and especially for this team, because this is the exact same team that did the one in Javi. So we've both, all three of us, Christine and our technician Nelson, have had the opportunity to work on both of the kings.
Familiar face.
Familiar face, yeah.
And so tell us, that all this work is being done in advance of King Kamehameha Day, so it really is going to be a real treat when folks come out here to pay homage to the king.
Yeah, I hope that they'll love him. So far, I think he's cleaning up very nicely. And one thing that I'm really proud of is the patina that we got on him. One of the key suggestions we got from the residents on the Big Island is that the king in Hilo he doesn't look Hawaiian, his skin tone. So I think we were able to make him look more like a local. I think the populace will like that.
How difficult has it been trying to restore a statue? I mean, you folks have basically got a week here.
Yeah, we have, but we took that into consideration when we submitted our proposal to the State Foundation. There's always environmental challenges working outdoors.
It's a bit windy today.
It's a tad windy, yeah, so we've set up some tarps and things like that to help kind of protect us a little bit. You know, there's been rain showers and sprinkles like that, but we're used to this. It happens all the time. So we just kind of have contingency plans and kind of roll with the punches. We can move on to other things if, you know, some other element kicks up. So we're used to it.
And then after this, then you'll come back later this summer to work in Maui. Talk about that.
Yeah, we'll be going to Maui in July and working on two large bronze artworks there. And one is in the airport and the other one is at the University of Hawaii at Maui. And it'll be 3 weeks out there because those bronzes have a lot of actual physical repairs that need to be done versus this, which is more of a finish treatment. So
what is the one over at the airport?
Sun God, large bronze, and he's holding up a gilded sun. It's right when you're checking in your bags to get on the plane, so it'll be fun because we'll be right in the, like, a big fishbowl for everyone to look at.
Okay, well, they just completed their car rental facility, so it's going to look very different from when maybe you folks were there last.
Okay, all right.
They've modernized the airport.
That's good.
Anything else you want to add just about the work that you're doing? Because you'll be coming back to do some of the other bronzes.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. It's just everybody's been extremely supportive, passersby, not just tourists, but people who live and work in the area, and not just with this sculpture. Even the last trip we were here, we worked on Queen Liliuokalani over by the State House and her palace, and just people very kind and supportive and appreciative that, you know, the state is taking care of these artworks and that we'll have a maintenance plan in place moving forward to keep them at a, you know, a certain level, and it's just really lovely to work here.
When we were out with the team last week, all that had to be done were the final touches on the gold leaf and a proper polishing. The scaffolding that had been hiding the bronze statue was expected to come down today or tomorrow. The king will be ready for prime time as the holiday in his honor, King Kamehameha Day on June 11th, is just around the corner. The King Kamehameha Celebration Commission is planning the lei draping and parade here in Honolulu starting on June 7th. Other celebrations are also being marked across the state.